I think that James is a very good player that is extremely valuable to the Bills, but I think that the Bills are valuable to James Cook as well. When you have a quarterback like Josh Allen, when you have the run scheme like the Bills have with the run blocking, I think there's a lot that James benefits from being in this ecosystem to play his best football. I think that's part of the equation. And I do wonder what factors are important to Brandon Bean. You know, he hasn't paid a running back. Is there something that could be different? I mean, the Bills know who James Cook is. Are they adverse to meeting those demands because they don't want to put those types of resources into the position?
So many questions unanswered to this point. Joe Marino this morning on WGR. If you missed it, find the Audacy app, AUDACY. That's us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening and watching. If you didn't know, YouTube and Twitch every day. You can see us. I don't know. Is it working out for you? Hopefully it is. People are, we're sure. Told, watching the streams.
We appreciate you finding us any way that you can. So thank you.
X?
Sure. Yeah, we're there.
Ride for Roswell in your case. You'll be at that. I might be at that. You're riding. I might be at that.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, I was
on the golf course.
Yeah, I was. We're a sponsor this year for the first time. The Audacy family of stations, and I'm very excited and proud that they took that step because this will be my fifth year riding. So they had a schedule for all of us, and not all of us. I didn't see your name on it, but I was scheduled to be like on stage sort of, you know, talking and thanking sponsors and all this sorts of stuff. And I guess I've been bumped because I was going to go first, but even that was going to be, we ride at like 6:35. We're like the first group out, the ride I'm doing. So there wouldn't be enough time for me to be doing that and then go ride. So maybe you're going to pinch hit for me. I don't know.
I don't know what I'm doing.
There, but. I hope you get there. It's a huge event. It's a great really day. Great event. Yeah.
Patrick is with us. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. So my question is actually kind of disguised as a fantasy question. But, you know, Bulldog mentioned something going into the break about whether or not, you know, the catch rate for Kincaid was a Kincaid stat or a Josh Allen stat. And I believe it was something like 37% of his passes.
Well, yeah, there's some clarification needed here. 69% overall of his 81 targets were deemed catchable by fantasy points. 37% of those attempts that were 10 or more air yards were catchable. So it's a terrible rate for 10 or more air yards.
Sounds like that includes playoffs.
Yeah, and so like I'm kind of looking at that as a, you know, as a layman, I am I not expecting to maybe see Kincaid have a better outcome going into this season, given, you know, the injury last year, given that maybe him and Allen are not necessarily on the same page. If that percentage ticks up, then we should see, you know, X amount more production.
Do you end up thinking it'll happen, Patrick, or you're just asking that?
I'm more asking it, but yeah, I mean, I guess if I'm going into fantasy draft this year, I'm looking to get, you know, value on Kincaid because, you know, I think people have soured on him and I'm, you know, looking for that year two jump to come in year three.
Right. And he's so cheap that you almost don't have to worry about it at all in draft so far. He's like 13th round or something like that. So it's not going to cost you anything. Patrick, I don't know what to do with him. I mean, there are good points on both sides. How good is he, is my question, like I said before when you were listening about him. I don't know. I mean, I think he had a fine college career. He had one incredible game. I'm sure two or three other good ones, but it wasn't like he wasn't Brock Bowers or anything close to that. Mm-hmm. And as a Bill, in 2 years, there have been excuses. His knee, his usage, I don't know. Like, is Allen somehow suddenly erratic when it comes to Dalton Kincaid? Like, there's just been excuses so far. And with the concept of their offense and the number of other players that also are, like, you know, pretty good, where does that leave him? He doesn't play nearly as often as Knox on running downs. So he's limited from the beginning since he was drafted because of Knox. What does that all give me as a stat line? I think the saving grace can be touchdowns. That's kind of what I thought for a couple of years. I mean, he's a big body, but that, that hasn't happened at all.
Right, yeah.
So I don't know what to do. I think in terms of fantasy, you can do it. I'm doing it because it's so cheap. But it needs to be cheap, you know?
And I'll kind of tie this in also with, you know, the James Cook question. So let's say Kincaid, you know, does make that leap. Does that make Dawson Knox with that contract a little bit more expendable that we could then, you know, use that money towards James Cook?
Well, you know, it seems for a while that, like, Knox should be expendable, but he's not going anywhere. Like, his contract would be almost impossible to move. It would be, you know, pretty strict penalty to cut him. I thought when the season ended, we could be talking about that. Sean McDermott blew that up the first day after the season ended with how important Knox is.
I think if they wanted to pay Cook the money Cook is seeking, they would find a way to pay the money Cook is seeking, irrespective of anything to do with Knox. I mean, it's a logical question to ask, you know, allocate resources differently. But I guess what I'm hoping their thinking ends up coming to fruition, which is I don't want to pay a running back that I don't care what the salary cap is. Well, I shouldn't say that. If it were $400 million, maybe you could pay a running back $15 million. I don't think there has to be a correlation finding the money. They could find the money somehow, some way, if they wanted to be in the business of paying a running back that much. I'm just not sure that they should be or want to. Yeah, everything with Kincaid is coming with, you know, some caveat about he was a rookie, Utah, you know, whatever, 73 catches. Hey, I mean, that's pretty good, you know. For rookie tight ends, it's almost record setting, except that everyone in the league is doing that, or there's guys coming in every year that are blowing past that even. So that doesn't even really rate. Last year, 3.5 yards of separation per route run, ranked tied for 64th among tight ends.
Among tight ends? I mean, name 63 other tight ends.
Now, the caveat on that should be that includes guys who ran at least one pass route during the year.
Okay.
So it's not like someone who's on the field all the time necessarily.
But he doesn't even play tight end.
But still, what is that? Well, he couldn't separate last year because, you know, his knees, he was injured. Like, you've got an excuse or an out almost at every turn. This year, it just is going to have to happen. Or I think they're going to have to find a different path.
You know what the question might be in a year, if it's the same? Do you give him the fifth-year extension?
Yeah.
Do you even bother?
The fifth-year option, yeah.
The fifth-year option.
Yeah.
Like, if 44 catches and 2 touchdowns again?
Because that's where we'll be. That's right. That's where we'll be. That's going into the fourth year. You got to make a decision on that. And, yeah, if it's at all like it's been, I wouldn't want to go near that.
It'd be nice to have. Can we all agree on this? I don't know. It's never going to change, probably. Thinking of Davis and Kincaid in the same way, like his injuries, would it be nice if you sort of like knew the truth? So Knox said that Kincaid, you know, the season ends and he had injuries in both knees. It was reported that Kincaid had a torn PCL. So that's, you know, that's not nothing. He also, and I'm using RotoWire as a source here, he also was not on the injury report for any of the playoff games. So, like, what is it? Why not just put him on the injury report if he's
nursing something?
Nursing something.
Right.
So the season ends and the team is always in a big hurry. I mean, it's football, of course. Everybody's hurt some. They're always in a big hurry to tell you how, like, well, it's actually not fair to criticize him because he had this injury and that injury. You're like, okay, well, fair enough. But you really don't know how that affected him or any player, because he's on the field, and, you know, which is to his credit.
Right. But
he wants to play through the pain.
I mean, his injury report point is a good point.
Just put him on the list,
right,
then.
Right.
So you don't end up having, it doesn't say at all, but at least it's a little bit more evidence that
he's playing through something.
Right. Why not do that?
Yeah.
Then it's like a hockey thing. You don't want guys to know he's got a knee injury. Didn't we all kind of know that anyway?
I mean, he missed a little time and came back, he had like a giant brace or something on it, I think. That was pretty evident that he suffered some kind of a leg injury there.
The caller's fantasy minded. He wants to know whether Kincaid is worth the investment. And I only say yes because it's the 13th round. Otherwise, I'm not hot for this player. Just Knox is still here.
Where was he going last year and even in his rookie year?
Way earlier last year, I don't remember. I could look this up, I think. Last year he was like tight end, maybe top five even.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey was still up there but had slipped. Andrews, Laporta had the huge year in 23,
right, the
rookie with all
year.
The touchdowns, and like he might have been number one. I'll go find out. I'll go find a draft board. Hang in there, everybody. Here comes fantasy information.
From 2 years ago.
from last year, but and 2 years ago. Yes, I'll get it all for you so I don't disappoint. Hate to disappoint. 803-0550, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.